after almost 3 years of full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine and our persistent calls on Russia to cease its illegal aggression, the report finds once again that violations of human rights and international humanitarian law have become, as the High Commissioner stated, the order of the day, both in the conduct of hostilities and in the administration of temporarily occupied territories. No region of Ukraine has been spared from Russia's targeted attacks on residential areas and civilian objects, making Ukraine one of the most heavily mined countries globally. The findings are distressing. We are profoundly concerned that more than 90% of civilian casualties have been the consequence of the indiscriminate use of explosive weapons with wide areas effects, which last September led to the highest monthly death toll since July 2022. Furthermore, the continuation of Russia's large-scale military campaign on Ukrainian energy infrastructure critical to civilians is putting their lives at serious risk, given the already significant power shortages and winter hardships. New evidence also corroborates the systematic and widespread use of torture of Ukrainian women and men prisoners of war in Russian captivity, as well as the continuous forcible transfer and deportation of children, their militarization and education for the purpose of patriotic indoctrination. Montenegro reiterates its strong support to Ukrainians' independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. Thank you.
Thank you.